Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon. This is George Gamond and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, I think. Isn't it still Wednesday? Today's Wednesday. Yes, I had luncheon with friends today, but they kind of canceled on me. So I'm kind of here and I was going to be here anyway, but I kind of slowed down a little bit. So what's the show all about? What is it about? Well, let me give you a quote. And I came up with this morning. And I wrote it on Facebook and a bunch of other places, and I'm belonging to these spiritual groups, and I like to share. That's what I do, is I share thoughts and ideas and from spirit or what I read, and I got articles for you. I'm going to slow down a little bit, promise. I will slow down. I got a couple callers, 786 and a 919. I'll be with you, and just let me set up the show a little bit. I'll be with you, okay? My throat's a little deep this morning. It must be that my sinuses are kind of like crazy with the change of weather. Okay, here's my quote. This is my quote. This is, you know, I could have been copying somebody or along the line. You know, artists talk about, they write stuff and they realize, ooh, I heard that somewhere else. Okay, let me do this. Be love and more will flow your way. Be peace and the world will be peace. Be forgiving and you will be forgiven. Love you. So my job is to inspire you. And somehow, some way, I've been doing this for 20-something years. And, you know, and as I belong to LinkedIn, and somebody congratulated me for being 20 years and or 20 something years in this general area field, and you know, I thought to myself, yeah, but I am a lot different than I was 23 years ago, even how I work with people. You know, it's not all about just, well, overcoming your illnesses or your problems. It's about inspiring you. And what I mean by inspiration is giving you thoughts, ideas from spirit, giving you healing modalities from spirit. And I do a lot of this in meditation, helping you people through meditation, a therapeutic meditation is what I call it, to help you bring in new beliefs and replace the beliefs that aren't helping you, kind of help you to look at life as going, it's going to happen for you. It will happen if you believe it. I'm a positive thinker. I've done a lot of reading on the law of attraction over the years, and I kind of imply a lot of that in the work I do. It's that, yeah, it's, and I have a whole different attitude and take on God, and I'm writing a book based on that. You know, it's based on the whole concept of the book. Let me give you the title. I'm working a title. I have not completed with it yet, but it's getting there. So I got callers. I see you guys. I'll be with you in a second. Promise. I'm not going anywhere. The book is called, and this is a working title. I haven't finished yet. I've been working on different aspects of it. The Truth About God, Religion, and Fear. Ooh, the truth. A friend of mine who's a psychic once said to me, not that long ago, oh, you're going to write a book about truth. And that kind of stuck in the back of my brain. And maybe that's because of what I was told. Maybe Spirit was telling me that you write a book about truth. How fun is that, huh? How fun. Okay, so truth. You know, I was reading Mike. Okay, let me take callers and we can get into all this stuff. I have a great article on 21 ways to overcome. What does it say? Okay, 21 ways to overcome disappointment in your life. And that's pretty much, it's really interesting. And what I was planning on doing is I go through the articles, and there's 21 different ways. I'm going to let Spirit comment on each one of those and kind of elaborate on what's presented in the article, so we'll get my Spirit guide's take on that sort of thing. So that's what I'll do. And I got another article about walking, mindful walking. That's an interesting thought, mindful walking. So let me take a call. Hello? Hello.
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 Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I inspire you today? That's my whole purpose, is to inspire people today, each day, everything, you know? How can I inspire you today? Because you want to have a better day, don't you?
Yes.
Or are you at top at form? You're functioning at about 95% today?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, good. So then we don't need to talk. You're ready to go and rock and roll, right?
Yes.
So what's the question? Sorry, I'm teasing you
months.
A little bit. So what's the question? You got a question, thought, idea, something you want to share? All of the above?
Well, I have a question regarding career.
Okay.
It has been a little bit challenging during like a couple months now. I left the position that I was really unhappy with, and I'm trying to finally get a job that I will definitely be more happier and feel as if I'm helping people and also, you know, getting monetary support as well.
Can I cut in a little bit here, and then I'll let you finish, because I want to congratulate you first. I want to congratulate you. You did something that a lot of people won't do, and they'll be miserable in a job, and they'll stay miserable, and that drags their whole energy field way down. They get into this really negative place. It affects the people they work with. It affects their family. It affects their friends, because if you're always kind of like, oh, I hate my job. Oh, I hate my job, right? So I have to congratulate you for taking that leap of faith. And the universe or God or however word you want, let's just use the word higher power. I've been using that a lot lately. You will be rewarded for your willingness to take that effort. Okay? Do you believe that? Do you honestly believe
that?
Yes. In your heart and soul, in your knowing that you will be rewarded for taking that leap.
I do. I mean, obviously, at the time that I just decided to quit, I was just fed up. And I knew energetically I wasn't going to be here very long. So I just had to do it. And, I mean, I did have my second guesses, but I'm like, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. At least I'm trying to make something better happen.
So at least you're better than I was way back when, where I would really be miserable at a job and I had to wait for them to let me go or to change my position before I would leave. It's like, yeah, at least you took that leap of faith. You know, I was the guilty party for hanging in there way too long. It's something I really was not comfortable with. And finally, whoever powers to be decided you no longer fit here. Then it was a thank you, God, for that. You know, sometimes you have to thank God when you're fired because you didn't make the steps soon enough. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So did you thank you, God, for making that choice?
You put it out there. Yes, I did. And I think after a while, your energy just magnifies the situation. So usually when you hate something, it's bound to either come to a head or you're just going to go crazy.
Well, let me give you another thought. And I know where you're going. Like, when's this going to happen? When am I going to get a job? Is it going to happen really soon? And am I going to be happy? I'll give you something that I'm kind of being reminded. If you ever saw the movie The Secret, when you're asking the universe for something, you don't necessarily immediately happen in your life. Like, the thing was, I wanted to be around elephants, and all of a sudden the elephant shows up in the living room. Well, that's not what you want. You want the right job. And in the Abraham material and a lot of the law of attraction, and it's like the universe has to align the cooperative elements for you to get the job that you want or that will work for you, okay? So you need to continue to envision what you want. Do you have a clear picture of what you want next?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're on the road. I know patience is a horrible thing because people don't like to be patient. We want it now. We want it yesterday, right?
Yes.
But it's faith that it's coming because the universe or God is aligning the right situation for you. So you have to continue to envision it. And I get the words pay attention, which means pay attention to the synchronicity that comes into your life, that the urging to apply here or do this or do that, because you'll get it. But the more you believe that you'll get it, and the more positive you make your life. And I get this other word for you, and it's true for everybody. The more you share yourself with other people and help other people in the time that you're not working, okay, volunteer work, whatever it is, the quicker it's going to come. So it's just around the corner. Just stay positive. It's just around the corner. But you want the job that when you start working, you go, ah, this feels good. This feels good. I know all jobs got problems, and you're never going to get into the perfect situation, absolutely 100% perfect. But you'll get into a place where you're going to feel, yeah, this is good. There's problems, but I can work with this, right? And it feels like you will be challenged to the place to grow. That's the key. Grow. Expand yourself. You won't be bored. Okay?
Well, that's wonderful. That's the key. I mean, I'm an Aries, so boredom isn't my strong suit.
So you got to keep that vision because you're not going to get boredom. You're going to get busy and you're going to go, oh, I wish I could slow down. And then you go, no, I wanted this. I wanted this. Okay. I wanted this. You always remind yourself, it gets so hectic and so things, and you got like 12 things on the plate to do at the same time, and you're going, then you're going to go, yeah, but I wanted this. This is what I want. I don't want to sit around trying to create things to do, right?
Yes.
So get ready to get busy. You got it? Get ready to get busy.
I've been ready.
You got all your clothes ready and everything that you want to do and your schedule set up, and right? Everything you need ready. Okay. So I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, it's here. You just have to be patient a little bit. You just have to know that the universe is aligning it for you because you're going to get the perfect job. Perfect for what you need at the time. May not be perfect 5 years from now, but it's perfect at the time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, go for it. Go for it. And I get really this emphasis for you to get out and help other people a little bit. Whoever that might be, shut-ins, family, friends, volunteer, do something for other people. That gets your mind off of work. Oh, when's my job coming? If you're doing things for other people, it gets you into that mindset of working. Okay?
Okay. I mean,
whatever it is,
a lot.
However you can do that, right? And don't worry about money. I get that really strong message for you. Your soul is saying to you, don't worry about money.
Yeah, that's a hard one, but
I get the bushel basket. The bushel basket full, you know what a bushel basket is? Well, it's a big old wicker basket. And there's a whole bunch of money in it, and it's going to be poured on your head soon. Okay? Believe it. But you got to believe it. If I tell you, any psychic or anybody tells you these things, and you go, yeah, right, that's a crock or whatever, I don't believe that, it won't happen. But you got to believe that you will be prosperous, that you have the right to be prosperous. You deserve to be prosperous. Okay? Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
You're no different than Bill Gates in a lot of ways. Okay? Ooh, isn't that kind of a nice statement? You're no different than Bill. You don't deserve money any more than Bill Gates deserves money. Or any less, I should say. You don't deserve money any less than Bill Gates. Believe that.
Definitely.
You may not get $5 billion, but you know what I mean. But yeah, unless you want $5 billion, do you want five? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of responsibility. People don't realize if they ask for a whole lot of money, like win a lotto, and then they suddenly get inundated with all this money, and they don't realize how much responsibility it is now to have that much money.
Yeah, I mean.
And then they suddenly go back to poor because it was so much easier to be poor.
Yes. I've seen a lot of those stories.
So you'll get it. You'll get it, dear. You'll get it. Okay? Just hang in there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really did need this encouragement.
Okay. Just hang in there. It's not much longer. Now, here's the key word for you. It's called inspired action. Inspired action. You can't just sit on the couch and watch The View and The Daytime and all those shows on TV and figure it's going to happen. There's got to be some kind of prompting you off the couch and into the world. And you got to feel inspired to get out into the world. Okay? However you do that. But don't shotgun it. Don't just throw stuff out there. Be pinpointed in what you want. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you go for it. You get it. Hang in there. Okay, take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Yes, over the years, I've had a lot of people talk to me about jobs and getting jobs. And we all deserve to work. You know, it's really kind of a funny thing. We all deserve to work. We all deserve to do something. We all have to believe that God is with us at some level. And the only thing that keeps us from getting that job, getting that relationship, and I'll raise my hand on that one a little bit, is our attitude about it. The non-belief, the doubt. And that's what I call inspiring people or coaching people. It's getting rid of those beliefs that you've been carrying around since your childhood or the last number of years that tell you, oh, you're not worthy of a job. You're not any better than this person down the street, or you're going to fail, or blah, blah, blah. All those stuff that you pick up along the way. Why are you doing that? You'll never be successful at that. Why are you want to be an artist? You'll never be good at an artist. You'll never make any money. And we start to believe that junk. So it's time to change the junk. Change the junk from junk to gold, to junk to gold, to junk to gold, right? Go from what doesn't work to what does work and what you believe in. What you believe in that will bring you what you want in life. I have another caller. Let me take the caller. We'll get into that article that Spirit talked to you about. Comment on the article because it's a really good article. And if anybody's in the chat room, how can I inspire you today? Real name, month, and day of birth. It may be a question, a basic question that you have that you want Spirit, your soul, to comment on. I try to do soul readings, which means your soul has all the answers you ever need. You just need to tap into it. And that's what inspiring people do, is tap into your soul. Tap into the divine part of yourself, which has a direct connection to the God or the universe or higher power, where you can get all the answers. But you got to tap in, and you got to rely on it, and you got to trust it. That's where the answers come from, right? So let me take a call. So if you have any questions in the chat room, need real first name and month and day of birth just to help you connect with your energy. It's all about reading your energy. As an empath, I read your energy. Ooh, that's kind of scary, isn't it? Especially if you have weird energy, right? Don't want to be taking on weird energy. Hello? No weird energy. Hello?
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
Oh, great.
And you have a name?
Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Is that with an I or a Y? It's an I, right?
With an I. Yep, an I.
That's right. See, saw it. I saw the name. So what's going on, Terry? How can I inspire you today? That's my key word lately, or expression, which never know when that's going to change again.
Yeah, this has been a good call for me so far because I'm having some of the same challenges as the last caller. The career that I've been in has been a real blessing for me and my family for a long time, but for the past, you know, year, 2 years, it's been more of the opposite, and it's causing me a lot of stress. It's causing my family a lot of stress, and, you know, it's just trying to find that path to get back on top.
Let me ask you a question. Couple questions. First of all, the question is, do you believe that perhaps God, the universe, is aligning it for you to get frustrated with your job so you'll do something else? If you're a happy camper and you're doing really well, you don't move into anything else. You just stay there, right?
That's true, yes.
But if things start to turn sour in a job or a situation, it's sometimes divine plan that you have to look something for something else, right?
That's true, yes.
People don't look at it that way. People will look at it as a victim. Oh, I'm a victim of my circumstances. Oh, they're out to get me, right? Well, maybe it's not being a victim. Maybe it's just something that's coming about to get you to move somewhere else and do something else that you're supposed to be doing, right?
Right.
So now the other part of the question, what was the other? Is there something that you would rather be doing?
Yes, I think so. For sure.
Do you know what that is?
I'm not really clear on that. I think I have a direction on it, but
give me what you're thinking. Just give me what you're thinking. There's no right or wrong.
I would like to go into some form of adult education teaching.
Okay. So do you have a plan? I'm supposed to tell you from Spirit, or maybe it's you, it's your soul, saying you'd be very good at it. And you know
that. I wasn't sure I would be good at it.
You know you would be good at it. Well, okay, you know what's keeping you from believing it? Your fear, your ego. Your ego's going, well, you've never really done this before, and you're going to fail at this, and you blah, 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 right? You question yourself, right?
Right.
You're going to teach, like, adults. What are you going to teach adults? What would you want to teach?
I could teach sales and marketing, and it's all related to what I've done in the past.
Okay. Do you like to communicate ideas?
I think so. I've not done it before, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to practice a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you just get out there and for free hold little workshops.
Yeah. I've actually scheduled a couple of free workshops just to see what happens. So.
Okay. Well, but now you got to trust yourself, your higher self. You got to trust that you're on the right path. And this article that about disappointment is really good for you is because that even if the first time doesn't go well, don't give up. Even if the second time doesn't work well, don't give up. You'll see progress. You'll see progress in doing because you have a passion for doing this, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This is not a desperation thing. This is not, we go, I have nothing else to do, so I might as well do this, right? No, this is something you want to do.
Yeah, I think it is.
And you have a lot of background in the field that you've been in, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I got a feeling I got the answer already. Do you have a good sense of humor?
I think so.
I laugh because, no, you do. Okay, you do. I know the answer is yes, but I wanted to hear you say it.
Okay.
What I want you to do is when you start this whole thing in these workshops, start with a joke. Start with something cute. Start with a funny anecdote. Aside. Break the ice with humor. Okay?
Okay.
Don't be gross or weird of humor. Just something that's cute, funny, and maybe it's related to it. Or if you have a funny experience about what you've been doing in people and work, that's really brief. Don't drag it on for 5 minutes, but something that's really funny that will make the point of what you're trying to do. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You want to break the ice, but you want to get people smiling right away and laughing or smiling or feeling good. You don't want people just staring at you going, what's she going to say? What's she going to say? That's how you win people to your side, is to get them to smile, to get them to laugh a little bit. And then you've won them over, and they're with you. Okay? I was in the ministry a long time ago, way back when, right? And there was this, I guess you would call elder or whatever you would call him back then, and he did everything with humor. But you paid attention to him. You remember his lectures, his speeches, more than anybody else because he used humor. And if you listen to great speakers, and really people are really good, either religious or non-religious, they use humor. Because that's what makes an impression on people. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I think it's really important for you to remember that thought, okay? You'll get there. Practice. You'll get there. Okay. Now, this is a little bit of an advertisement. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but on Friday I have a guest who's on the show who helps people develop. Okay, so you might want to tune in. Her name is Carrie. Carrie would be. I'm gonna try to get her into the first part of the show. Carrie, that's her profession. She's a psychologist, but she helps people develop with attitude about developing and therapeutic businesses. But it applies to everybody, right? So tune in on Friday. This is a general advertisement too. She's gonna help people with questions about. Oh, I'm on the ground floor. I need to get going. What can I do? Okay?
Great. Well, yeah, I'll do it for sure.
Okay. So in the meantime, practice. Come up with some funny anecdotes that you're going to use, some stories, some jokes. Salesman jokes are really great, right?
Right.
Car salesman jokes are the best, but that's all right. We don't pick on car salesmen again, do we? What kind of sales were you in, or business were you in?
I sold travel packages.
Did you do well? Did you do it? Did you do well at it? Obviously, you're doing pretty well at it. You've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I did well at it for quite a while.
Okay, so what's the funniest story that you have about somebody, a client, okay?
Okay.
Now, don't tell me, but you know what I mean? You got a few of those.
You had some
really wacky customers, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, you know, but it worked out, right? Even the worst case worked out. So use those stories that are funny. And what you're doing is you're impressing people that even with the most difficult, strange, odd people, you're still able to do your job, right?
And this is how
I did it. This is how I was able to take this really wacky, odd person and sell to them.
Okay.
Because they believed in you. That's the key. They believed in you, right? They trusted you.
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's the key to sales is trust. That's the key to sales is trust. It's an emotional thing. I won't go into sales because I was in sales for a long time, but I won't get into all that. But you'll do it. You'll do it. You know, you have the principles. Just believe in yourself now. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Isn't it really about believing in ourselves? You know, that we can do what we want to do? Let my friend Terry go away. Bye, Terry. Yeah, tune in Friday. If you're starting a holistic practice or some kind of practice or some kind of therapeutic or whatever, she's more geared toward therapists, but that's okay. You know, the principles apply to everybody, and Carrie will give you some ideas on Friday if you want to call in. Hopefully she'll be in the first part of the show. Hope she understands what I do. I don't know how big my audience will be, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting, and won't have to listen to me for an hour. Okay, any questions in the chat room? Hi, my friends in the chat room. Hello, how are you folks today? Give me a happy face. Give me a hi. Give me a, I'm doing well today. I'm having some fun. Anybody having fun today? I think so. Okay, so we're in this place now where I'm going to get into an article, but you're going to ask me questions in the chat room or call in, okay? And I'll be back with you in a minute. And if you go, and again, Friday's show is going to be fun. I won't be here tomorrow, but I'm trying to promote Friday because it'll be fun to have a guest. Okay, Carrie's really good, and she'll be really helpful. And so, okay, let me get into the article I was going to get into. See, I got a hand wave. Yay, hand wave. Yeah, I don't know how to do those little emos on mine. I'm not sure where to do them. How do you do the little hand, little fappy face with the wave? I don't know how to do it. That's a certain little keys together, right? All I can do is, the only one I know to do, well, there's a couple of them, right? I can do this one. Oopsie, it didn't even work. Ah. Okay, so you gotta teach me how to do those little emos so I can wave back to you. Say hi. Okay, let me get the article, and then if you want to call in, if you want to write a question in the chat room, all I need is your real first name and month and day of your birth. That's pretty simple, I think, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so let's get into the article. Come back from letdowns and discouragements. The article, Therese Bouchard, and I know Teresa. Teresa Bouchard, and I know she's actually a Facebook friend of mine. Ooh, how interesting is that? Ooh, I didn't realize who that was at first. I just recognized the name. Teresa is a Facebook friend of mine. How cool is that? This is from BeliefNet.com. Okay, we should never learn to be brave and patient if there's only joy in the world. We would never learn to be brave and patient if there was only joy in the world, wrote Helen Keller. How I wish she were wrong. Disappointments leave us with unpleasant tasks of squelching, crushing, and pinching life's lemons to extract anything to transform into lemonade. Let these techniques help you more easily turn your sour into sweet as you take steps to overcome discouragement. And Teresa wrote Beyond Blue, and she blogs on BeliefNet. Oh, Beyond Blue, a blog, and the book is also Beyond Blue. Ah, how cool. How cool is that? I'll back every once in a while as I go through this and see that if you're there. Okay, first one. First step. There's a whole bunch of them. I don't know if I'm going to get through all of them. I'd rather be talking to you folks. So, throw away the evidence. That's an interesting thought. Throw away the evidence. It's kind of letting the past be the past. Einstein Albert Einstein failed his college exam, entrance exam. Walt Disney was fired from his first media job. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Get it? Even though you failed, even though you didn't make it. Now, they didn't change course, right? Michael Jordan still continued to play basketball and did fairly well for himself, I would imagine. You know, looking back, probably one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Failure moved him forward, right? So let the past go. You know, Albert Einstein failed his college entrance exam. He didn't suddenly think, I'm an idiot and I'll never do anything with my life, and I just might as well forget it and just go work at the patent office forever and not, you know, just whatever, right? No. Walt Disney was fired from his first media job. He just didn't quit. He had some great ideas. I have great ideas. I'm going to follow through on my great ideas. He made a little bit of success in his life, too. I mean, a little sarcastic, I know. Now, this one, it confused me when I read it, and let's see if I can get a little more of a spirit interpretation on this. The lotus, it's stay in the mud. The lotus flower blossoms most beautifully from the deepest and thickest mud, says a Buddhist proverb. Just in case you thought everything dirty was bad, stay in the mud. I'm not getting a real good one on that one. Staying in the mud. Stay grounded. Stay within yourself. Never give up on yourself. I would interpret staying in the mud to stay grounded. Don't give up. Keep going. Don't get stuck, but stay grounded. Okay. And know what's beautiful. You're supposed to be. That's kind of what I'm getting from that. Know where you're supposed to be. Know where your mud is. Know where you can go to get nurturing in your life, right? The flower needs to be in the mud because it knows it'll grow in the mud. The seed falls on fertile ground because he knows that in fertile ground it grows. So know where you need to be. Make a pearl. Allow your disappointment to form a life-affirming pearl. Just as an oyster does when irritating grain of sand gets inside its shell, just be sure to grab the pearl before the sand gets in your eyes. Yeah, and it's like the past. If you've done things and something happened, but you can learn from it. You can learn to grow. You can learn to build your pearls from past failures, right? Isn't that basically saying build, never give up? Just think, oh, that's irritating, I quit. No, never quit. Never quit. Never quit. Never quit. Never quit, right? Okay, so you're with me still. So any thoughts, comments in the chat room, questions from chat room friends today? I'm going to flip back and forth with you guys and see what you have to say or questions or thoughts. You know, once you get you involved, I don't like to do this all by myself without callers and chat room people and because I love the interchange with people. Okay, so let me move on. Let's get on to the next one. Hey, this is a big one. This is huge, huge. This is if you've had some disappointments and like my friends who want to change jobs and have lost jobs and or lost lovers, right? Or want to, you know, it's like, oh, ignore the critics. Success is 1% natural talent, 99% hard work. Take it from the writer whose eighth grade paper was read aloud as an example of how not to write. Same thing happened to me. I was going, oh, you could be a C+ student in English. You'll never go very far in this, right? Ignore the critics. If it's in your heart, and if it's in your soul, and if it's your passion, follow your passion. Follow the soul's guidance to where you're going. Take the criticism and go, yeah, but I'm going to work harder. I'm going to prove you wrong. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to show you somehow, some way, that you're wrong. Because this is what my soul wants me to do. Right?
Right.
Okay, moving right along. And then we're going to back to the mud again. Back to the mud. Now, this is another way of looking at the mud. Grow your roots. Although the bamboo is the fastest growing plant on Earth, it looks lazy at first because it has no branches, just lots of deep, wide roots. Once its roots take hold, though, the bamboo is capable of surging as fast as 48 inches in 24 hours. So are we if we grow strong roots. That's a good question. What is strong roots? What are strong roots? Anybody have any comments? What's a strong root? How can you plant strong roots? I want people in the chat room, at least one comment from the chat room on that. How do we grow strong roots? I have my thoughts on that, but I want to hear other people's thoughts. How do we grow strong roots? I'll give you a second. See if you come up with something. People ask you a question and they try to drag an answer out of you, even if the answer and they're trying to get you to egg a question. You know, just throw it out there. Anybody, any ideas? And then I'll give you mine. See if you're different than that. For me, strong roots would be believing in yourself. Really a strong belief in yourself. Now, it could be really strong, great connections that you have. Family and friends, great roots, great connections, networking, just being around positive people who believe in you and being around people who are your muse and believe in you, that's another form of roots. But the other roots I'm thinking of is that root that you have connected to your soul, that strong belief in yourself that I'm going to do it. I can do this. You know, there's people out there that are a lot very, very egotistical. But they believe in themselves. The Donald Trumps of the world, they believe in themselves. They have strong roots. Now, you may not like their strong roots, but they're successful because they really do believe that they're going to succeed. The Donald Trumps and people like that. I always pick on Donald for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, let me go on to the next one. So you can still comment about that if you want. Comment, what does it mean to you to have strong roots? Grow your roots. Persevere. Ooh, that's a good one, right? The greatest oak was once a little nut who held its ground. Isn't that cute? Or kind of truthfully, the greatest oak was once a little nut who held its ground. Persistence and perseverance. And it's having that dream, that goal, that thing. You know, if you're disappointed, it's still having the dream that you're going to do this. I'm thinking of Steve Jobs, who, after starting Apple, was basically kicked out. And he went a little different direction, but he came back. He persevered. He knew he had a vision. He knew there were visions for the future. He knew that there was a thing in technology that would help people. You know, Steve Jobs was the kind of person that, in his earlier years, would go meditate, go to the mountain, right, meditate somewhere, asking for inspiration, thinking that maybe I should be this spiritual whatever guru kind of thing. And it really came to him that his gift was in visionary and technology. His goal, his roots, or his perseverance would be in technology, being a visionary, holding on to the vision and not letting go of the vision. Now, he irritated a lot of people who worked for him and caused a lot of, distancing from other people around him, but he held his vision. Now, can you hold your vision, even if people disagree with you, even if people don't think you're right? Hold your vision, persevere, because it's your vision, your dream. Stay with it, right? What do you think? True or false? What do you think? Is it good to stay with? Now, you can modify your vision and you can adapt your vision and you can be flexible in your vision and you can go a little different direction if you get more insight into, oh, yeah, I got to shift that a little bit. You can do that, but you got to hold that core vision of your life and not let people discourage you. Persevere. Okay, this next one's really good too. These are all really very good, and I like these, and I'll have to thank Teresa someday for writing this article because it really gets the mind going and the thought process and spirit flowing. Don't rush the process. Ooh. Only in struggling to emerge from a small hole in the cocoon does a butterfly form wings strong enough to fly. should you try to help a butterfly by tearing open the cocoon, the poor thing wouldn't sprout wings. Or if it does, its friends would make fun of it. Well, okay. So take your time. Emerge slowly and deliberately. I like that. So take your time. Emerge slowly and deliberately. It's don't. What's that comment I've always heard, and I thought it was kind of appropriate there? Don't try to fly faster than your angels. Don't try to get ahead of the God divine plan in your life. It's unfolding. It's happening. Don't get ahead of it. Follow the course. Listen to inspired direction. Pay attention to your soul, your higher self, that's giving you the steps. One step. You know, the steps are being put down in front of you, one step at a time. If you're stepping on a step and you reach for a step that's not there, you might stumble and fail, right? Absolutely. So it's that whole thing of, it can go quickly. I mean, I look at that and go, it can go quickly. The steps can be put down really quick in front of you to get done what you need to get done. But don't get ahead of yourself. Okay? Ta-da! Okay, I'm right, moving right along. How much time do I have left? You guys aren't very chatty today, are you? You're kind of quiet. Okay, I have a few minutes. I have quite a few minutes left. So I really want you to comment. Any of this stuff that you think is a bunch of bunk, or you don't believe it, or you have a point of, yes, but I want to hear it. I really do want to hear what you have to say. Because we learn from other people. We learn from those who are different than ourselves, don't we? We learn a lot from different people that are different from ourselves. We get to stretch and grow ourselves and test our beliefs. Okay, protect yourself is the next one. Avoid the highly educated relative who might tell you all things happen for a reason and that you somehow attracted this disappointment with the wrong thoughts. I like to go back to this whole idea that I was talking about this lady that, you know, sometimes you lose a job because you're supposed to lose a job. It's all part of the divine plan. Happened for a reason. Well, the reason is for you to grow. Disappointment so you can grow. But it doesn't mean it's the end and you're now a failure and life is just over and you're going to go live in the gutter. It means that it happened for because you are moving through your life. And there's a plan that you've created with the divine to move things forward. So protect yourself from those naysayers that say, this is it. You're done. I never believe that. I'm a little bit older than most people that I know and I work with and talk to. But I haven't given up. You know, sometimes I think, well, maybe I should just go cruise somewhere and do something, you know. But no, I think I have a lot to say and a lot to do, and I have this book to finish and all these other things. And so I'm really, okay, well, let me go to the next point here. It's along the same line, what I was just talking about. Okay, it's about stay big. And the spirit once said to be this same thing, basically. Newspaper columnist Ann Landers once wrote, expect trouble as inevitable part of life, but when it comes, hold your head high. Look it squarely in the eye and say, I will be bigger than you. You cannot defeat me. So give yourself permission to be a giant. Never underestimate what you can do. Never settle for less than what you can do. Always think big than who you are. Always think bigger than where you're at or where you want to go. Because it's much easier to deal with the fact that I didn't quite get there, but I'm really pretty happy of where I got to because it is a lot better than where I was, than to get to a place and you go, that's just not good enough. I want to go higher. I want to go higher, but I got to settle here now for a while. No, reach high. Reach for the stars, right? There's be a radio commentator, Casey Kasem, reach to the stars, but keep your feet firmly planted on the ground. Reach for the stars. And whatever you're doing, I like Casey. Casey, a year ago? Yeah. I love that line, reach for the stars, but keep your feet firmly planted on the ground. Great quote. You could have that one. Casey wouldn't mind. Casey Kasem. Okay. Any thoughts? I keep looking at the chat room going, you guys going to talk to me? You know, got any questions, got any thoughts, any comments on any of this, please. I want to hear it, okay? And I'm moving on to the next one. I got an Abraham quote for you, too. I was going to give you that. So I'll take a break after this one and come back to it, and I'll give you an Abraham quote. And then we'll go, let's see what you have to say. Allow cracks. A crack in your marriage, career, or personal plan doesn't mean your life is broken. According to singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen, there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. A break, a problem, a crack. You know, give the picture of the flower or the plant that's coming up through the crack in the earth. Can interpret that any way you want. Allow cracks. Allow slight disappointments. Allow problems. Because it gives you an opportunity to get attached to solutions. Once you have problems coming into your life, you get to rely on the universe for solutions. So you get in tuned to turning it over to the universe for solutions. So problems are an opportunity to create solutions. And it's also, I'm kind of like channeling this a little bit, so I don't know why I'm saying this, but it's like problems give you an opportunity to get closer to God. What do you think about that? Problems give you an opportunity to get closer to God because you get to turn them over, you get to trust, you get to wait for that, aha, I got it, I know how to solve that problem, cool. So the cracks, the problems, the disappointments give you an opportunity to really tune into the divine, to higher self, higher power. And you get from the problems, when you get a solution, you're going to feel better about yourself, about the situation, because you're going to go, wow, I can jump to the next place in my life, right? I like that. That's a cool statement. So don't look at problems as the end of the world, or even if they're little ones. Problems are just an opportunity for you to connect more with God. I think that's a great idea. Okay, let me give you an Abraham quote. And this is kind of interesting. It ties a little bit into our discussion, but it really gets to the idea that I'm talking about as inspiring you to look at life a little differently and to look at, and Abraham calls it, flawed premises can attract true unwanted experience. Flawed premises, flawed thinking, flawed beliefs, beliefs that don't really work, beliefs that take you down the wrong path, right? Flawed premises that you have picked up along your physical trail can fall by the wayside one by one, and you can return to the understanding that it is at the core of that which you are. But in order to discover or understand a flawed premise, that's easy for you to say, you have to stand back far enough and reconnect with who you really are before you can see it. Connecting with your soul, connecting with the inner being, the higher self. Once you connect with your soul, you can look at your belief system and go, yeah, right. Or other people's belief system and go, yeah, that's not God. That's not love-centered. That's not God-centered. If you were to hear a false premise again and again until yourself began to believe it and repeat it, now your own activation of the contrary vibration would interfere with your own sense of intelligence, and you would begin to attract evidence of your lack of intelligence, in effect proving the false premise to be true. Now that's a huge statement, right? It's like you begin, if you start to hear a falsehood, a lie, over and over and over again, you sometimes have a tendency to start to believe that lie. Well, politics does that all the time, right? Political arena, they preach the lies all the time to get you to believe something that benefits them and not you. And you lose track of your inner self, your inner guidance, your sense of intelligence, and you begin to attract evidence of your lack of intelligence, which is the false premise, the belief that doesn't work, it's not real, it's based on somebody's way of trying to get you to believe in fear, okay? So it becomes increasingly hard for you to call this a false premise when the evidence seems to be telling you that it is true, for over time you become to believe it is true. And that was from a workshop in 2009. Didn't say where. So people are throwing lies at people all the time to get them to believe it. Or false reasoning, or false promises, or false whatever, or belief systems that are based for, with an agenda to control you. And that's the book that I'm talking about, I'm writing about, myths, right? Truth about myths. Myths have been expounded to people for thousands of years as a basis of control. Right? Control you. No, I have a better way. That's not the truth. I have a better way. You know, thunder and lightning is from the gods. And if you give me enough money, and if you give me some of your crops, and if you do this and you do that, I will intercede for you to stop the thunder and lightning. Ooh, false beliefs, false premise that the thunder and lightning is from the gods. And if you give me some of your crops, I will intercede for you, and I will stop the thunder and lightning. Now, this person knows a little bit more that's going to stop sometime soon anyway, and then it stops, and the people go, thank you much for the miracle, right? False promises. So don't believe them. Find out what's truth. Mike Dooley, as I was saying earlier, wrote this book, and it was really interesting. And he wrote, and I saw him in a tour where he talked about, now you can believe this or not believe this. And he said there's one truth. There's just one truth. On any one subject, there's just one truth. What do you think? Is there one truth? Now, there are different points of view, and people can hold this as their truth. But if you have these contrary opinions, is there just one truth? Is there a multiple of truth? Now, people kind of go either way. But Mike said there's one truth on any subject. Okay? Now, the truth may be a little different than what people think the truth is, or people might dance around the truth or have a piece of the truth, but they don't have the whole truth. I'll give you one. Now, you can believe me or not believe me on this one. Evolution versus creation. Now, I believe, now this is my truth, and hopefully I'm aligned with the universe on this, that evolution is a process, that we evolve emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We evolve, and all life is evolving and growing and changing and adapting to its environment. All life is adapting and changing to its environment. Now, but I believe that, I guess you would call that this creationist that believe that there is a spark of creativity behind all of this. There's a guiding influence that starts the process, starts the ball rolling. Call it God, call it the universe, call it source energies, kind of put it out there. Created the game, created the planet, or let the planet create the guiding intelligence behind everything, and then allows it to develop from there, allows it to grow and prosper and change and adapt to the environment. Everything just wasn't plopped down on the earth the way it is, just exactly full form, ready to roll, that it developed over time. It evolved over time, but there's an intelligence behind the development, a guiding influence, like a laboratory. Okay, well, let's try this. Let's see if this works. No, that works. Let it see what happens when it goes this direction. That's my belief about evolution versus creation. There's an intelligence, a spark of intelligence behind everything. But it's been allowed to create, develop on its own. The environment is allowed to adapt and create and develop on its own, it become its own system with a guiding influence. What do you think? What's your variation on that? Do you believe that God created man in 7 days or 6 days and plopped him down on the earth and all life was just bam, done, bam, done, bam, done? Or do you believe it kind of evolved? Now, some people go the opposite. There was a spark of life. Chemicals came together and it all grew out of this chemical reaction somewhere in eons of time ago. And everything came about just by accident. It adapted because it needed to survive. Or there's an influence, an intelligence behind all of that, a kind of creative force that put it into action, put it into flow, and it started to develop and adapt in itself. And things survive and things don't. part of the process. That's what I believe. I don't know. What do you believe? I'd like to hear your opinions. I mean, everybody's got opinions, and I'd just love to hear what other people have to say. I don't want to say you're wrong or I'm right, but that's how I feel. Okay. And that's, I always go back to that's what I've channeled. So I let spirit kind of take responsibility. My spirit guides take responsibility for that one. And it feels comfortable to me. Okay. Next one. In case this is all about disappointment and how to deal with it. Okay. Write about it. Recent research by Dr. James Penbaker, chair of psychology at the psychology program at the University of Texas, has concluded that writing about painful feelings and emotional events relieves stress and promotes healing on many levels. So start a journal and put anything from a single word to pages of thoughts down on paper. Now, the Army or the military, I don't know if it's just it's not strictly the military, but the Department of Defense or whatever, has worked with psychologists. And working with psychologists on the idea of post-traumatic stress syndromes and how to deal with it and how to work through it. And one of the things that they have discovered, much like this, is to write it out. Write out your, what happened? Write it out. Write out all your feelings and your emotions. Write out the experience. Just journalize your experience and share it. Write it out and share it. Write it. In detail, what happened? You know, don't worry about the penmanship and don't worry about the spelling. Just write it out. Write out the feelings, the emotions. How does it feel at the time? What happened? And it has had an amazing therapeutic effect on those in the military, those who have gone through post-traumatic stress syndrome. Okay, so do it. Write it out. If you got a problem, disappointment, write it out. Okay, I have a couple of minutes left. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Remember, Friday is going to be a special show. I have a guest. I want you to show up Friday. Yeah. And if you have questions about your business and starting off your therapeutic or holistic or spiritual practice, you need a little kickstart, call in. Carrie will help you. And it will at least give you thoughts that kind of provoke you to move forward. So I will be back on Friday, so they said here tomorrow. And I guess pretty much we summarized the show. So it's been a lot of fun. Again, I go back over this. I want to help you. I want to inspire you. I want to assist you to be the greater person that you can be. And I do what I call therapeutic meditations, which are designed to do that, connect you with the soul, connect you to your answers, connect you to find out what beliefs aren't working and replace those beliefs that will work. First, you have to identify what's not working, and then you have to replace that with things that will work, beliefs that will work. Okay, now I do channel, so I will answer questions, let spirit answer questions as we go through this process. It doesn't have to even be meditation for hours. It's just really quick. But letting spirit talk to you about the process and the answers that you need to inspire you to be the greatest person you possibly can be. That's what it's all about. Go to that next level. Take it to a higher place. Take yourself to achieve what you want to achieve in life. Letting go of the fears and all the false beliefs and all the false premises that have been floating around with you for so long so that you can achieve who you need to be. That's the coaching part. Coaches give people techniques so that they can do a better job of what they're going to do in life and who they are in life. And I do it with a guide of spirit. I don't do it based on all these books that I've been reading, but I based on what spirit has to say to you about your particular situation. So I do guided meditations, therapeutic meditations, channeled meditations for that matter, to help you get there, and channeled information if you just have questions. If you just want spirit to comment on your situation, please contact me. I'm willing to help you. That's my job, and to inspire you to be amazing in your lives. Absolutely amazing. Okay? So, kind of end the show with a little bit of that. What I'd love to do for you. So, thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day, Have a beautiful Thursday. I will be back on Friday with my guest. I mention that again and again.